So let's talk about this whole vaping crisis. You know, as a former smoker, I switched to vaping to help me quit, and it actually worked. It was pretty dang easy, actually. I quit because I was getting bronchitis, like, every month for 4 months. I had a lung function test, you know, and it wasn't great. It was a little bit below normal. So I switched to vaping, and then I decided maybe a year and a half later, I'm going to have another lung function test. And, you know, guess what? My lungs were perfectly normal. And, you know, I could just feel a difference in the way, you know, I could breathe easier, not getting bronchitis anymore. So, you know, today I was reading, I think it's Altria, I don't know, whatever, Marlboro makes it. They're coming out with a new smokeless tobacco device. And I'm like, well, fuck, isn't that convenient, you know, after all these flavored vape bans have been implemented. I don't know. The timing of that was just pretty dang convenient. And my mind is just kind of blown at the stupidity of what's going on here. First of all, it's not flavored vape making people sick. It's black market THC cartridges. And I don't understand the response of, let's make this illegal so people want to turn to black market shit, because they will. And I don't know any case in which making something illegal made people want to not do it. If anything, it makes them want to do it more, you know, especially teenagers. Like, come on. I understand not wanting to market stuff towards kids. They shouldn't be doing that. And if they have been doing that, then yeah, something needs to change. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of adult former smokers are going to be affected by this. They're probably going to go back to smoking, or, you know, will resort to buying black market shit, which could get them sick, because you honestly, you don't know what's in that. And I'm just like, you know, I read these articles and it's like, oh, vaping crisis, vaping made me sick, vaping blah, 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 blah. And then you read further and then it states they were vaping THC. Or they were vaping THC and nicotine. I don't see a single case in which they were like, I was vaping flavored, you know, vape juice. And I actually even saw a video on YouTube where one of the men who got sick, you know, he went and made a video because, you know, they totally edited out a lot of what he was saying to make it seem like he was just talking about vape and not the fact that he was using illegal THC cartridges, which is ridiculous. You know, I know I read somewhere that, like, Dank Vapes was one of the major brands, illegal brands, that were making people sick. And it's like, how about y'all step in and start regulating that fucking shit, you know? I mean, I just don't know. Like, we'll see what happens, I guess, you know? I know some places have implemented a 6-month vaping ban. And that's all well and good, but let's be honest, after 6 months, you know, half of these places probably aren't going to be around. You know, they're going to lose too much business, they're going to go under, vape shops are going to close down, so it's going to be pretty freaking impossible to get any of this shit. And then people are going to turn towards this new smokeless tobacco vaping device made by Marlboro. Like, how fucking convenient. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. I think this is probably pretty much going to be the end of vaping. You know, big tobacco got, you know, too intimidated, I guess. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that, and we'll see what happens.